Britain's Prime Minister Gordon Brown and his Labour Party have suffered another political blow, an indirect one. Voters in a district in northern England have elected the Conservative Party candidate to Parliament in what's called a by-election, and it was the first time in 30 years that the Conservative Party has taken a seat away from the Labour Party. NPR's Rob Gifford has been monitoring the election returns, and he joins us now to talk about that. And Rob, what was the margin of victory, and how significant is it?
Well, the margin of victory was about 7,000 votes in favour of the Conservative candidate. And previously, the Labour Member of Parliament, who died and whose death forced this by-election or special election, had a 7,000 majority herself. So that adds up to 14,000 vote swing. That's 17% swing, which is huge, really. And of course, the Conservative Party is saying this is very significant because it shows a swing in their direction and away from the ruling party of Gordon Brown.
And how is the Labour Party spinning this?
Well, the Labour Party is spinning this by saying that this is all down to the global economy. It's a kind of protest vote, and it's an understandable protest vote. The global economy and the British economy are in something of a trough, to put it mildly. And the deputy leader of the Labour Party was on the radio this morning saying that it's understandable that people would be angry about the situation with their mortgage and housing and everything, and that this is an understandable situation in midterm. However, she went on to say that Gordon Brown is still the man for the job, and within the next couple of years, there's going to be a general election, probably in about 2 years, things will pick up and they will see, and the voters will see that Gordon Brown and the Labour Party still are the people to do the job.
Still, this is one in a series of embarrassments for Gordon Brown, and he hasn't even marked a full year in office.
That's absolutely right. He had a couple of months of honeymoon last summer when he took over from Tony Blair, when things seemed to go rather smoothly. But then, of course, the global credit crunch struck, the economy hit some choppy waters, and that came at the same time as domestically he made a series of gaffes on issues like taxation, various other issues which have got him a rather bad reputation in recent months. So he's got a lot to do now in order to persuade the electorate over the next couple of years that he is actually electable, because he's never actually received a mandate of his own.
Now, under the parliamentary system there, a general election doesn't have to be held until 2010, but can Gordon Brown hold on for that long?
Well, that's really the big question this morning. I think there's no question that he's going to be challenged immediately for the leadership of the Labour Party. And unlike the American system, of course, that can happen within a party before the next national election. Someone can challenge him for the leadership. But people, I think, are saying that if towards the fall, towards September, October, if he doesn't start to get his act together a bit better and show that he's in a bit more control, stop making these mistakes, and show the country that he really is the man for the job, there could indeed be a challenge to his leadership, and a new Labour Party leader will go into the next election to fight the new Tory leader, David Cameron.
Rob, thanks.
Thank you very much, Renee.
NPR's Rob Gifford in London reporting on the Labour Party's stunning loss in a parliamentary by-election.